This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nice choice, Jacob, like that. Ken and Curtis back for a bonus hour this weekend. Here until noon, the Bradfo Show coming up. Baseball Isn't Boring, noon to 3, and then Travis Thomas, 3 until 6:15 today. And then Sox, Dodgers tonight, Curtis. This is kind of a must-win, maybe a must-win.
Big one.
By the way, did you just say that we jinxed Jelani Tavai?
Yeah, I saw our old friend Cadillac tweeting about that he was being aided off the field by trainers.
Ew.
So, I don't know.
Curtis, jinx is in effect.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I really don't know if there's a difference of him on or off the field.
Yeah. You can reach the show, 617-779-7937. Many have done so. We're looking for some reaction if you were at Fenway, like I was last night, and got to experience the first night of the Aramark strike. First time in the 113-year history of the organization that's happened, Curtis. So, definitely a historic event. I got to say, the strikers were over by the Ted statue making the rounds. They weren't like striking fear into the hearts of the passerbys. They were kind of tame, but it was hot. They were sweaty and hot.
Well, I mean, what do you want them to do? Like threatening people?
Yeah, it wasn't that threatening. I think you got to step up the threats.
What?
As it goes on.
Let's not encourage that.
Well, I don't know. If you want a good labor dispute, don't you want some, like, live on the edge of danger?
I don't know. I've never been a part of one, but I stand in solidarity from a distance.
Well, they'll get more irritated as it goes, though, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, last night it was a steamy night, as you pointed out.
Right.
But anyway, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Josh in New Hampshire, who has indeed been hanging on. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not bad. Calling up from the Mingo Valley. First off, I wanted to say, long-time caller, first-time listener. First time I ever, tried to call was, months last night, and I wish I stayed on the phone, but I was in the middle of something. I had to hang up. The reason...
Oh, we lost Josh. Sorry about that. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Western Mass and talk to Rich. Hello, Rich.
Hey, how are you? Chris, I missed you. I missed your arguments with APB. I really did.
Oh, hi. And how are you, Rich?
I'm good, thanks. Hey, Chris Curtis, you're 100% right on the Red Sox and John Henry. They purchased the Red Sox in 2001, right? They've been using the Red Sox as a cash cow, like literally cash cow, to finance all their other purchases since. 2010, Liverpool. 2021, Penguins. 2024, investing in the PGA. And here's where I'm saddened the most is that the Red Sox fans are getting the brunt of this. I mean, the Red Sox fans are so loyal, they'll show up most of the time. No matter, as long as you're in it, even if they're at, 500 at the All-Star break. They're selling out their stadium. They're selling out everything, and John Henry is taking advantage of the Red Sox fans to purchase other businesses. And the fans of the Red Sox need more, deserve more.
I agree, 100%. Amen.
Thank you, Rich. Do you think they'll become sensitive to this and get involved and get nipped in the bud, or will they?
Well, I mean, I would just check to see the coverage of it. I think if it continues at this rate, if you're saying that the strikers are not too influential in causing a ruckus, they'll remain at arm's length.
Yeah, I think they are going to get their point across, that's for sure. Let's go to Danny and Quincy. Hello, Danny.
Mahalo, aloha, book 'em Dano, Curtis.
Oh, man. Mahalo, it's a spirit. It's a way of life.
I used to go to Bellows Beach and Waimanalo and Hanoma Bay on Oahu. Beautiful. But
what a life you've lived, Dave. Jamaica, Hawaii.
I've been to Hawaii a couple of times. You got to go for at least 3 weeks when you go there, Curtis. So you went for two. That's good, though. You know.
Thank you.
Long flight.
It was a great trip. I highly recommend it.
But you know what surprises me? You love the fall. You like the long shadows and the pumpkin spice and the crisp air and all that crap that goes along with the fall. And
yet
you love the tropics. You go to the tropics and you go to Florida. So explain that dichotomy to me, if you will.
I love both. I don't like the winter. I don't understand. I mean, I love the fall in Boston is gorgeous.
Yeah, I love the tropics. Anyway, the sandy beach in Oahu still have the highest broken neck incident in the world, or used to, because kids used to boogie board there and they break their necks, you know. But that's in Oahu.
No boogie boards, just
a very dangerous vacation.
Yeah, we were just walking in balls deep with James, having a blast.
So Curtis, let me ask you this: what has changed since you were down there in spring training? Speaking of Florida, when you were so giddy, you print the World Series tickets when they signed Bregman. Tell me what's changed from now until from then until now. They have the same. They have the same roster.
Not really. I would say their best hitter is gone.
They will never miss Devers. They will never miss Devers.
You said their roster is the same.
Giants, the Giants are having buyer's remorse on that
player.
They
had two home runs
now
the other night. I guarantee you by the end of the year they have a better record than the Red Sox do.
Okay, well, he may not, but he still was a detriment to the team. I don't care what he hits. So they were a 500 team.
Wow, he's really
Devers.
Impact. I mean, these guys have all congealed and played great together.
I just want to know. Devers.
That's what the difference is. Their best hitter is gone. I mean, it's pretty simple.
So one person was. You said the signing of Bregman would get them.
Meant that they were invested. I thought that they would further invest, Danny. I'm sorry for being optimistic. I know it's your kryptonite.
Okay, it was Bregman, it was Chapman.
What do you think? What do you think, Danny? Why don't you give an opinion? I'm on the air for 3 hours. What do you think?
I'm not the one.
So what did you have the Red Sox at this year for a record, Danny?
I'm not the one that was.
I'm asking what you predicted. I'm asking you what you predicted, Danny.
So you can't answer the question.
What did you predict? It's a simple question.
What?
For the Red Sox this year. You said I printed the World Series tickets. What did you predict?
I don't predict. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thing.
I have no desire to continue this conversation.
I'm just saying. Now you've got the Patriots at 17-0. So we'll see how that changes.
Right. Okay. What do you think, Danny? What's your opinion? It's
your
freaking radio show. What is your opinion?
Well, I'm just asking you. What
I'm asking your opinion. Your turn to talk. What do you think?
What do I think about what? About the Patriots or the Red Sox?
Either one, have a unique thought for once in your life.
I said it with the Patriots are a 5-7 win team. I said it.
I can't wait to talk to you about that. That'll be a great take to go back at. Well, thank you.
Hey, 5-7 wins. That's a stance. That is very pessimistic on the Pats.
Yeah, I mean it's exhausting. I don't know how.
I don't think you printed the World Series tickets, but you were definitely excited. The Devers trade was made an impact on you, right? That's fair to say.
It's just that. I watched this team, and I thought Crochet was a huge addition. I had hope that Bueller Giolito would turn the corner in some way, shape, or form. I have been shocked at how great a role this Chapman has been. And I thought, I don't think I'm alone here. The American League is down. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, the National League looks superior.
And so in a down American League, when you have a great front-of-the-line starter, you have a team that I thought was going to be buoyed by the guys like Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer coming up this year. I thought they could get to the World Series. You know, clearly, I appear to be wrong.
I don't see it, but it's not. There's a puncher's chance if they do some nice things over the next week. Now, Aaron Boone just said that Aaron Judge is dealing with an elbow issue and has gone for imaging. Very interesting there.
Wow.
Judge was seen wincing on a throw the other day. They suggested it was nothing then, per John Heyman, but now some imaging going on. So, speaking of the division continuing to open up for you, I guess the Blue Jays are the team to beat now, but the Yankees having some trouble.
Yeah, Aaron Judge somehow, and I don't know how this is possible, is an underrated Yankee superstar. We always overrate Yankees because of the coverage they get.
Better hitter, Judge or Otani?
I think Judge. Mm. But I don't watch enough of Otani, so I don't, you know, I can't answer that.
He's amazing. 37 bombs already.
But, like, Judge is just in his stature. Like, yeah, he is an old school slugger who is hitting almost 400. I mean, when they gave him $60 million a year, we thought it was crazy. They might have underpaid. Like, I don't know. I mean, he is, and he's not like the old Yankee douchebies, you know.
Like, yeah, he had the boombox going.
Okay. I mean, that's just, I don't know.
But he's 33.
It's hard not to respect
him. And now an elbow issue? Woo.
Oh, a quick thought on being almost 30. Scottie Scheffler had a great year. We all agree.
Yeah.
Two. He's one away from the career slam and all that.
Better year, Scheffler or Scheim on the golf course?
I would say Scheim because it gave me much more enjoyment. I wouldn't call it performance. But he is 29 turning 30. Hmm. He's won four majors.
Yep.
Like, the Tiger.
Oh, the it's not like, even in the same strategy.
You can't do it.
But honestly, I mean, in today's golf now, post-Tiger, winning four by 30 is amazing. It's right. Just a different kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Same thing with Pedro. You can't compare the Pedro era. Like, Crochet and Pedro, they're just not even.
Right.
Crochet's great. He's leading the league in several categories. He's just not Pedro.
There have been there have been handfuls of golfers who have won four majors. Just like there have been a lot of quarterbacks that have won three Super Bowls. Not a million, but there have been several.
Mm-hmm.
What distinguishes that and Tiger is a massive, massive amount of winning that is yet to occur.
Let's go to John up in the great continent of Maine. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing? Just last night, it kind of occurred to me as that fly ball fell in front of Duran, the Yoshida is kind of messing up this whole team. Rafael is moving over, and you know where I'm going with this. Like, The whole defense has changed because Yoshida's at DH. Do you agree?
Well, who would you want at DH on this team? Anthony?
I liked how Cora was rotating the good fielders just to give him a day off.
Yeah.
So I haven't given it too much thought, but I just feel like they need to get rid of Yoshida, like eat the contract. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely – they could upgrade at several spots, right? Backup catcher if you want an upgrade on Wong. It was okay last night. First base, you got a rotation going on. DH could be much better, no doubt.
Right.
Now, Cora said last night that he doesn't want to play Anthony at DH. He wants him to be an everyday left fielder. So fine, or an everyday outfielder. But the Meyer thing is not good. That's not a great trend.
No. Now, listen, they need to, if they really want to compete, they have to add a couple pieces between now and Friday.
Yes.
And I just don't think they're going to do it.
Bradfo says so. I'm going to hold Bradfo to this one. Okay. They are committed.
My bet is Bradfo, if they don't, will explain why, and it'll be just, oh, well, it was the market. It dictated it.
Okay, well, I'm just putting it out there. A couple observations from Pat's camp real quick.
Yep.
From Andrew Callahan is on the scene. Jared Wilson and Cole Strange in a certified left guard battle. Every 2 to 3 reps, they're flipping back and forth. So that's a camp battle to watch. Then Wilson goes over and replaces the center, Garrett Bradbury. So he's getting in some center reps. That's their swing interior lineman. Top receivers today, Diggs, Pop Douglas, then Booty.
Ooh.
Booty is their third receiver in this group.
I love a good Booty.
And then Bourne, and then Williams, the rookie.
I don't know what that means, but let's go Pats.
So your top three receivers, Diggs, Douglas, and Booty. Is that like still bottom of the barrel in the NFL, or is that climbing you up to like 20, 25?
Well, it's better. I mean, it's better than what Mac Jones had in his rookie year.
You're right about that. You pants chime in that argument. Why is he so? Why won't he admit Mac had a good rookie year? He won't give the guy like credit for.
And he's going off about how you had Trent Brown as your right tackle. If I recall, we were bitching about Trent Brown that entire year.
He was good, but he was a
your
right
left tackle.
Tackle
was Isaiah Wynn,
right?
Who was a turnstile,
right?
Like anyway, it's just crazy to me. We watched that team, and it was. Anyway.
Can I ask you about the McDaniel stuff that was making the rounds yesterday? Next?
Sure.
So, obviously, he's back. Playbook, not playbook. Drake running, not running. So, that's a bit of a manufactured argument, but I do want the Curtis spin on this. We'll do that after Jake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jacob Trends. From the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. Oh, boy.
Here we go. Well,
that's our first show back. We're at the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, Curtis. It's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in. Get great deals now, including on F-Series, official truck of the Red Sox. Bradford coming up at noon. You want a little crossover with Rob if he gets here on time?
I would love it. And I have to say, Southie getting inundated with the beautiful Bronco. God, I love that car.
Ford Bronco.
Love it.
Ooh.
Beautiful.
I do like it. And the F-150s, you can't mess with.
I mean, it's the original, the OG.
That would be my dream someday, would be to have three cars. Is a little excessive.
Yeah.
But I would love a truck to use sometimes and then a sports car to use sometimes. But right now, I just have one daily driver.
Yeah.
But don't you want like an extra?
No,
like
I'm not a big car.
Weekend toy or two?
I like just walking around.
Really? Yeah, yeah. You're a walker.
It's a beautiful, beautiful city to walk around in. I like to go green, unlike you.
Do you like Josh McDaniels? Are you encouraged that he's back?
Here's where Josh McDaniels fits in for me. He's not going to be the reason why Drake's great, and he's not going to be the reason why he stinks.
Hmm.
I feel like we've seen...
So he's a non-factor?
No, in that he is not Sean McVay, and he's not Matt Patricia. So you can... Like, I didn't know if Pop Douglas would make this team because nobody's really tethered to him. But he is a Josh McDaniels kind of receiver. He's a guy that you can throw lateral to, get the ball out of the quarterback's hands, quick screens. And I think that the McDaniels offense will aggravate and it will be celebrated. There will be games where it looks like they got everything figured out, and there will be games where he's doing the stupid, you know, two-yard draw on third and two.
Do you give him any credit for the Brady years?
No.
Because this is, I think you're clouded by that. You don't want to give McDaniels any credit because it will take away from your boy.
What? No. I mean, my boy is well established. Josh McDaniels without Tom Brady is a pretty easy person to talk about. I mean,
but just generally, you don't think McDaniels is that impressive or that good. I mean,
I don't think he hurt Tom. I don't think he helped Tom. That's what I'm saying.
See, that's harsh. That's a pretty low expectation of a guy who had tremendous success.
Okay, look at what he did with Bradford, not our Bradford, the much less talented Bradford, Sam Bradford with the LA Rams or St. Louis Rams at the time.
But you would agree, you take away his head coaching years.
That was not a head coach. That was
a
coordinator.
But I'm just saying the other years you take away from this conversation.
Well, does McVay coach well on offense when he's a head coach?
Yeah, I guess.
Does LaFleur coach well on offense when he's the Packers coach with Jordan Love?
Did McDaniels have full, I'm sure he did have full command of those offenses when he was head coach.
What are you talking about? I mean, the track record speaks for itself.
Okay. He was bad as the head coach.
No, he was bad as an offensive mind without the greatest offensive player in the history of the sport.
But he was good with Mac, and he was good with Cam. So he had some success here post-Tom.
Cam was good in 2020?
Well, it's better than he could have been. C was salvageable, serviceable.
I don't know, my internet's down. Can you define good?
How many games they win?
7.
Okay.
But 6 with Cam.
Okay. He couldn't throw the ball, but that wasn't McDaniel's fault. I thought he schemed up some good things for him. Anyway.
What?
I thought McDaniel's did a good job.
Okay, but if Drake May's great, he will transcend the coaching, and if he's bad, he won't improve the coaching.
But I think for a younger quarterback, it means
doesn't that
more.
Make sense? Like,
No, not really. Not for a guy at year two. You need a coordinator that's competent and that will call and design good things for him and change the playbook accordingly. But anyway, the whole debate this week seemed to be whether he was going to evolve or adapt, and then whether Drake should run. That was a bizarre debate that NBC was having. Like, most people agree. Can't we all agree that Drake May needs to run a little bit and move?
Never have I found the weeknight talk shows on NBC Sports Boston to be less close to the pulse of the city than they've been recently. I've, like, tuned them out. Like, I don't even know what to say about them. They're trying to create this urgency out of nonsense. Like,
yeah, well, I get it.
I don't think
it's
Josh
July.
No, but there's a lot of things you can talk about with this team that are interesting. To get into the weeds of play calling before there's even been a game played in the exhibition season seems laughably silly. Like, to me, the story is, why are you making it easy for Drake May? Why are you stacking the cards in his favor when you're Mike Vrabel and you made your bones by doing everything you could to make Tom Brady's job more difficult, not easier?
Well, you know, that's one of my concerns, that Drake is just not ready to handle the pressures of the NFL and competition.
And
right.
Of all the things that I believe Bill Belichick to be good at, he was best at creating competition even on teams that were peerless. And what you have here is a team that's accomplished nothing. Drake May's won a game as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Mm. And you're entering this season, which is, we all agree, essential in the trajectory of any top 10 drafted quarterback is sophomore season. And we have people like Shime who are card-carrying, you know, Drake May defenders saying if he's
They're pumping the brakes left and right.
I'm sorry. There's none of that. If Drake May struggles this year, then it's going to be another – you're going to keep Vrabel. The guy Steiker or whatever his name is will be the GM.
Stretch.
But you're going to have a continuing of the in and out of the building. You're going to – it's just going to be this conveyor belt of new people coming in and out. You're going to reset the start. It's going to be devastating. Nobody has more on their right arm in terms of the future of the happiness of New Englanders than Drake May does.
But so can I say, you think they're going to win 10. You like McDaniels enough. You generally like what they've done with the offense and Steph Diggs. So if they don't win 10, you'll blame Drake much more than other parts and pieces around the team.
Yes. I believe that the biggest step has already been accomplished. If you compare just apples to apples, this stage last year to this stage this year, the key event was Matthew Judon taking on Jerod Mayo in front of everyone. And the organization doing nothing to say, I'm sorry you pantsed our head coach. They ended up trading Judon, which was probably one of the good moves they've made for a third-round pick.
Yep.
But the way we had the Vrabel reaction to Diggs' video on the boat with whatever that crap was in the baggie, that you had on Monday, Steph Diggs in person, happy to be here. There has been not a peep from whenever that was until now. It's probably a month and a half since the end of OTAs until the start of camp. True. Diggs has been physically cleared to play, which is the biggest event.
Yep.
And there's been no talk about disorganization. The defensive coordinator, thankfully, is back. He's healthy from whatever the scare was in the offseason. There are adults in charge, and there has been no hiccups in that regard, which is that's Vrabel. That's why he's here. He gets it. He understands what works. What concerns me is that the other side of Vrabel was that he was a pain in everybody's ass. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why they're trying to make it easy for Drake May.
I think if I'm trying to read Vrabel, he probably just decided, I don't want the headache with the quarterback. I want to come in and clear the deck for him, which I can understand that sentiment in a way, but I do come back to your line of thinking. They should have given Drake a little competition. What's wrong with that? Or at least had Milton here to dangle him a little bit. But from Vrabel's point of view, actually it's going pretty well, right? His decision to trade Milton, at least, you're right, so far, They've had a good start to camp without much drama, and things are generally vibing well.
But there is the potential that they're not going to play a ton of Dak in Dallas in the preseason, and that Joe Milton gets another August, player of the week.
He is going to look fantastico.
And if Drake May, is struggling a bit, then you'll be able to shout from the rooftops about Joe Milton.
Well,
and,
according to Mark Daniels, who's watching practice right now, Drake May just went off script for a 50-yard bomb to Pop Douglas in a touchdown.
I mean,
the play of camp so far.
Pop it up.
So there you go. Drake is popping down at Gillette.
There was something popping with Shime just then.
That's why Shime's off this weekend. He's just down charting the plays.
Clean up aisle Shime.
Charting Drake May stats.
Yep.
What do you think of the Josh McDaniels Drake May outlook? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Matt in Rhode Island. Hello, Matt.
Hello. I disagree about the competition thing for Drake May. I think normally that'd be fine, but like what he went through last year, he should have been the starter. They put Jacoby Brissett out there. The whole thing was a disaster. He handled himself perfectly, great. I think, you come in and you're just like, okay, just make it easier for the kid. You got Josh McDaniels. He's got to get a whole new system. Like, I just think a lot of the kid, how he handled himself last year, it could have gone really badly. It was an absolute disaster from the top up. So, I think it's okay.
Compared to other great quarterbacks, I think it's part and parcel when you're getting into the league as a top five pick that you're going to an organization that is deeply flawed. I mean,
he did have Van Pelt.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine, but not that flawed. I mean,
Dan Quinn. I think Dan Quinn is a boob. Do you think Dan Quinn's a good coach in the NFL, Matt?
Not a great coach.
Daniels goes into Washington and dominates.
I'm out.
Yeah, I agree. Daniels goes in and he dominates.
Kingsbury, though, that's the offensive coordinator. That's the difference. Anyway, I just really think give the kid, let him get his footing. I mean, it's still going to be about the offensive line, which still looks incredibly shaky. So, that being said, if you're talking about Joe Milton pressing Drake May, if that's the real crux of this argument, he's not on that level. He never was and he never will be. So as far as him pressing Drake May in competition, you'd have to find someone else to do that because Joe Nixon's not that guy.
You could be right about that. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, I know you were out with Jones, and congrats to Jones and Keefe. Great June. Big numbers coming, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. He is right about one thing when it comes to Belichick and Brady, that the Jimmy G draft pick was huge mm-hmm. in the final act of Brady.
Yeah.
Because you brought a guy in, you use a second-round pick on someone that's going to challenge him. And
no, not everybody's the same. Drake might not handle that the same way Tom did, so I get it. Every player's...
But what does that say about Drake that Vrabel, who is the best at pushing buttons, says, I can't do it with him?
Just a different generation of a guy.
So you think, Vrabel's boys are around his age. He sees the difference.
Yeah, I think he sees a... What generation is Drake?
Gen IOU.
That's what he is, so... Got to be careful with some of these guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just, to me, it's like...
Back in my day, I wanted the competition.
But I look at all great players, no matter the sport. They've had to take it at some point.
Yeah.
You're not given, unless you're Patrick Mahomes, you're not presented the greatest of all time before getting halfway there.
This Aaron Judge thing is big, by the way. Elbow issue for Judge.
It would have been better if it was a week ago. A week from now.
I guess. Well, I think they're going to do something.
I don't know.
They're going to go out and get Suarez now.
I just watched Teoscar Hernandez last night.
Oh, is he good?
Why? What's the reasoning against it?
I bet you it was a Chaim Bloom thing. Bloom?
Why can you keep going to Chaim Bloom? Who gives a damn about Chaim Bloom?
It was his idea.
Chaim Bloom is a peon on the walls of this place.
No, they trusted him, and his philosophy.
Well, who trusted Chaim Bloom?
Okay, fine, but...
But who did?
Well, they give a little bit of modicum of... power to their general manager.
I know, but who entrusted Chaim Bloom?
John Henry.
Okay, so then did he ever say he was wrong? I mean,
I hope.
Don't we believe that Chaim Bloom was hired to trade Mookie Betts?
I think he was. Yes.
Okay, and so
initially,
so the second he trades Mookie Betts for poop, and you got Connor Wong, Jeter Downs, Alex Verdugo.
You know, I'm the Schwarber guy. They should have signed Schwarber. It's stunning they didn't. That's Chaim Bloom. Same thing with Teoscar. They didn't feel like these guys hit for enough average. He was trying to build like a OBP team.
God. But it's just
they didn't value power.
At some point, if you keep hiring the wrong people and empowering the wrong people, it's not on them, it's on you. Mm-hmm. And it's just because they are risk averse. And you know what? I could see what the, you know, the model of the NBA, right? Where it's insane annual salaries, but 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the path ahead for Major League Baseball. That's what they're going to try and get. They're going to try and get a cap, and they're going to try and guarantee more money.
You think they'll be successful in getting a cap?
It's going to be ugly.
Oh.
But that's what they're going to try and use the NBA model, where the top players are paid incredibly well, top of the market, but it's only for prime years. Because what Henry and the other owners are terrified of is the need to go to 10 when you know you're on the back end you're paying 4 or 5 for someone that's not going to be anywhere near that rate.
617-779.
I mean, isn't that the biggest change at this ownership group? That they no longer are interested in paying guys not for the prime years.
They want sustainable success, but they're not willing to go all in for, you know, 1 year dramatics. That's why Bradfo's saying they're more invested this year than ever before is interesting to me.
Well, not true ever before, like more than in 04?
I think he means in recent memory. In recent years. I don't know. He can put a frame of time on it when he joins us. But, I could see the Devers thing. They're trying to overextend now to prove that they made the right choice by dealing Devers and they can replace him, right? That's possible. That the ownership group says, all right, we're going to stretch a little more than we usually would this trade deadline because of the Devers thing. Because that made them look bad. They just signed him to a huge deal, and then the guy wouldn't speak to them, wouldn't move the first. They flew out there, and he still wouldn't do anything. So John Henry had to be personally offended by that. So
okay, but you have to put yourself, I am not defending, I would never behave in that way. I don't agree with it. I'm not defending it. However, they needed Devers when they traded when they didn't sign Bogarts, and Bogarts went to the San Diego Padres. We have the audio. We played it ad nauseum of these, do anything, sign anyone. At that point, your favorite word, nadir, with the fan base.
Yep.
And Devers signed at their low point and said, I'll be here. According to Devers, he was promised third base. And then according to multiple reports, this offseason, he was lied to, which I get. Just work with me. These are the facts of the case. He was lied to.
Yeah.
And then he was told to throw away his glove, according to multiple reports the trade.
I agree. He was not handled well.
And then this organization has the audacity to make a mountain out of a molehill about Will Clark, when the reality of that story was that he did plan to play with Will Clark. He didn't want to do it in front of the Red Sox and make it a bigger spectacle.
Mm.
And that's turned into this huge, dramatic nonsense. Like, everybody has culpability with this. If you're going to be dishonest to your best player in 2025, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. They could have handled things much, much better.
And obviously, Devers should have handled it better. I don't defend anything he did.
Yeah, but they need to replace that big stick. We can agree on that.
And they haven't. And they're not going to financially, no matter what the people I work with in the morning said at the time.
Let's see if maybe this week something big shakes loose. 617-779-7937. Bradfo and Baseball Isn't Boring coming up. We'll see if we can get Rob for a crossover next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk-off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The one thing this year in year two that, right. that Josh McDaniels unlocks. That
what do you think he'll do on passes in the ear?
I mean, he's had some turnovers, but would
you believe Cam Ward was the first pick of the draft? He sucks.
Oh,
sorry.
Terrible. I told you that.
Carry on.
Milton better than Cam Ward.
Don't agree.
Okay. But don't you think, like, those electrifying moments that Drake made, we've seen on the highlight reel. Him throwing 80 yards on the run or whatever he can do.
The lapdog Patriot media are all just genuflecting because he hit Pop Douglas just now.
Yeah, but I think that's a little glimpse of Steph Diggs opens up things for other people, the booties and the Bournes, and you get a few more deep balls and a few more exciting moments that you let where Drake May's charisma, his talents are more on display. And you'll take a few picks if you can hit a few bombs, a few 50-yard bombs like today.
I guess, when will the next generation of reporters learn that critical is really the only thing that matters? If you're just part of a chorus of positivity and you wonder why you don't stand out, look in a mirror.
I do fear, though, that the new generation of fans, the younger fans, don't want to hear any criticism.
I'm sorry. That's just not true.
I mean, I don't know. This is Titletown. Some of these kids have been built
but if you,
and
if
raised
you listen
in Titletown.
To people that sound just like you and your friends, you would just talk to your friends.
Yeah, I think people like drama and they like debate, but I don't know that they love negativity either.
It's not negativity. It's honesty.
Yeah.
I think that people see through it now, and we're seeing that more and more in certain areas. But like, to me, you can have a conversation about Will Campbell saying, will he or won't he be great? But if you just regurgitate the measurements of his arms over and over again, I find that to be totally and completely disinteresting.
What do you think about C-Rex as a nickname?
I think it's insensitive because they got extinct. By the way, you know how like life imitates your world and things just sort of like serendipitous? You know what I'm talking about? Like you're talking about something and then all of a sudden you see it randomly?
Yeah.
So I missed it because I was out, I think, or I don't know what happened. But Courtney,
you were out.
Oh, I went to go drop Jess and James at the airport, and Courtney got in on Jurassic Park talk.
Oh yeah, oh boy, that was something.
So we arrive in Kauai, yeah. we're getting to this room, we're looking out, and the lady who's with us says, "Yeah, this is where they filmed the scene of the waves crashing in the from Jurassic Park."
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, full circle.
Full circle. But
tell her about Courtney's intel.
I did. I said, if you want to get dumber, tune into this.
Well, Courtney's leading the way Monday. She's lead hosting.
I think she's great.
You okay with that?
Yeah, it's like Chet and Natalie.
Also, by the way, from Pat's camp today, your man Travion Henderson returning kickoffs. I know they've been kind of eliminated from the everyday meaning and importance in the NFL, but I like that. Your second-round pick, put them out there on special teams?
What do you think about... So, two rules that are would have been laughed out of the room a decade ago, I think actually could happen. One in baseball, one in football. Mm-hmm. Home run derby, extra innings. How likely...
No. That's never going to happen.
What?
You think they're going to do what they did in the All-Star game to actually settle regular season games?
No. Absolutely. Two, fourth and 15 instead of an onside kick.
Yeah, I think there's something there.
Well, that's been presented recently by the competition committee. Yeah. I love that idea.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
The only concern I have about that...
It gets a little arena football-ish.
Everything is. I mean, you look back... Another thing is you compare these quarterbacks to Brady, Montana, Peyton. You started at the 20. Now you're at the 35. Yeah. That is a personal foul to start each drive.
Yep. And plus you have an extra game.
Extra game, but also... My concern about the fourth and 50, because I mean, onside kick, it's like saying you like watching pitchers hit. It's kind of a unique event. Now that they don't even work, it's worthless. I would say you can't have a PI. Like, because what if you do that and you call a ticky-tack holding call on defensive holding? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it's a bit – you'd have to get rid of that if you're going to have the 4th and 15, no?
Yeah. No, you would.
Because by the way, how do you even legislate that?
How about the robot umps? You're all in favor of that next year in MLB?
I am. Would you get in
a challenge system?
Did you tell me you were in a robot cab, or did you see one?
No, so San Francisco, the big takeaway there is the Waymos, the self-driving Ubers, are all
those Elon
over the
or are those
place.
Not? Is that a different company?
I actually haven't done the research on that.
Because you wouldn't do it with Elon.
Waymo's amazing. Yeah. I've taken it a bunch of times.
You have?
Yeah, in LA.
City? In LA?
Ooh.
So in San Francisco, they're all over the place. There's like 100.
Are they cheaper, Jacob?
Yes.
How much?
At the beginning, I think your first 10 rides are 30% off.
But what, like, so when
well,
you're done, your 10
price,
rides.
They're about the same price as an Uber, but you don't have to tip.
It is very unsettling. I didn't like it. I don't like seeing them around. I didn't get in one, but just to watch them driving, they pull up beside you, and it's just a car without a person in it. But, and it's weird.
But what about a mass hole that's like...
I'd rather have the mass hole. Give me the mass hole.
I don't know.
It's just, they look like the Ecto thing from Ghostbusters. They have all these, like... siren-looking things, like, you know, the sensors are all over them, and it's just very off-putting. I don't like it.
You know who I saw in Nesson the other day? Our buddy in there.
Yeah, Bradfoe.
And I saw Nathan Ristadulu was doing a wrestling show.
Oh, great.
We're like the...
You want to do a Hulk Hogan podcast?
I would love... I'm not talking Hulk Hogan. Hey, Rob. How are
now, Rob Bradford joins us. Baseball is certainly not boring, and that's coming up for the next 3 hours here on WEEI.
There's no better segue from Hulk Hogan than me.
Right. The Hulk of EEI.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I could tell you stories. Actually, I couldn't tell you stories. I never went to a Garden wrestling match.
Never was into it.
Which was... But it was a huge... Oh, my goodness. That was the ticket. That was a ticket to get.
That was in my book that's going to come out about the lost decade of the 90s. The two biggest events, WWF and the Commonwealth Classic between BC
really?
And UMass.
Oh, the moment we understood that the Garden could be loud, yes.
Right.
And how about the Home Run Derby? The Home Run Derby?
Right here. I was there, 99.
Wait, you were out on the
street? No, I was in there.
Oh, of course. You know, you're mingling with the riffraff.
God, I had a bodyguard.
You know that Joe Mazzulla said he was out here catching like fly balls in the Home Run Derby.
I bet if we could find him doing drop kicks on
he was beating people up on the way to catching fly balls.
Yeah. Well, Rob, we have a texter who says, let's see Curtis tell Bradford he's full of it. Here's your chance,
okay.
Curtis. So here we go. And I've been, by the way, I don't know if you've heard any of the show today. I have been supporting you, or at least putting forth your theory.
If you don't. What's my theory?
Your theory is that...
He says they're making a big... He says you said they're making a big, big move between...
No, first of all,
that's not what I said.
I didn't say that, number
I said
one.
You have okay. said they're more motivated than you've seen them to make a big deal.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
What does that mean, more motivated?
More motivated meaning they understand that if they land where they don't do anything, there's going to be 50 times more blowback because the minute... Number one, when you go back to the offseason of how much money they spent, what they allocated, putting their chips to the middle of the table with this year, that's step one. But the biggest step is the Devers trade. You can't make the Devers trade and not say, hey, listen, this is going to work out. It comes back to that quote that Craig Breslow had after the Devers trade. We think we're going to win more games than we would if we didn't do this. That is going to hang over his head for good, for better or for worse throughout this whole thing. So they understand, like, for this year, after the Devers trade, after the offseason, they cannot treat this trade deadline, particularly when you have this team who is a playoff team right now, but you know that you aren't going to go anywhere. If you don't make moves, then all of that leads to being more motivated.
Yeah, I think the way you described it is something that I agree with, the way Ken tried to describe it.
Good
was
job,
not accurate. I would just say
don't you read from that they're going to make a big move?
No, that I agree with what Rob's saying, but where I differ is that I think the fan base is the family member that's heard the guy 15 times say it's my last drink. And at this, like, they have been regurgitating this, and I know they've said more this year. I know they put more chips into the middle of the table. I know the Bregman deal with the Cohiba and all that. The fan base is ready to just be disgusted again. I don't think it's going to be exponentially more difficult for them to continue down the path they've been going, because they'll have all the excuses they always use. They care far more about managing expectations than they do building a championship club.
Yeah, so I would totally agree with you that they lost benefit of the doubt in that respect up until, you know, when you do the Crochet deal, when you do the Bregman deal, when you actually, like it or not, do something proactive and with the Devers deal. Again, for better or for worse, that has led you to a few steps down the road of, okay, maybe they'll do something. What doesn't lead you down that road of maybe they'll do something important is last trade deadline. I don't care that they got five players because all those players they gave up were going to be non-tender. They weren't going to make the roster. They were going to be rule five guys, all of that. That's not what this is about. This is about more of, hey, you know, are you going to get uncomfortable like you got uncomfortable with Crochet, with Bregman, in different ways? Are you going to get uncomfortable? They've shown glimmers, Chris. They've shown glimmers of this, but I don't think, to your point, this is the next step. They haven't totally gotten benefit of the doubt here. No. But I do feel like this is, to go back to my statement, which is because of everything that I just said, that they are going to be more motivated. Is that going to be Joe Ryan? No, probably not. But is that going to be something along the lines of, you know, even Dave Dombrowski in 2018? That would be refreshing.
I would take Eugenio Suarez and Dylan Cease.
Well, yeah, of course you would.
I want Eugenio just so Wiggy has to spell. but Rob, here's where I sit. They would have gotten further benefit of the doubt from me, and I think many other people, if when they made the Devers deal, and we can all see the issues were personal, it was real, what we saw was just scratching the surface of the dysfunction. If they had swallowed some of that money, gotten a better return, that could have immediately led to this team being better on the field as opposed to the flexibility it allowed Breslow and Cora to rearrange the roster with guys that will play other positions. That would have worked for me. The way they handled that, which was John Henry, in my opinion, said, I'm not paying another dime for this insubordinate dink. He's going to a team, and they're going to take on the whole contract. The second they agree to that, execute the deal. That's what I think happened. I don't have inside information. It's just how I view this.
Well, I mean, I think it comes back to, and it's a fair point if they don't, but we have to see what that money is allocated toward. Like, is it allocated toward this deadline, which it could be. I mean, it has happened before, and they'll say, well, money has never been an issue with the deadline, but that's not really true. I mean, sometimes you just aren't willing to get as uncomfortable with taking on money, and then nobody wants to hear this, but then, you know, back in 2012 when they make the Nick Punto trade, you know, the Josh Beckett, Carl Crawford, Adrian Gonzalez, Nick Punto trade.
Josh Shapiro here getting votes from L.A. with the Dodger fan.
Yeah, exactly. So, but you say, okay, well, what are you going to – that was obviously – that was the epitome of, like, all the money. What did you do with it?
Right.
So I think that it's a fair point to say, well, how does it impact this year? For them, what they'll say is that, A, it, you know, it turned over the clubhouse in a way that, you know, it got a little less uncomfortable, which, you know, who knows what would have happened.
Right.
And then the other thing is that it allowed other guys to play. That is fair. It became less convoluted. And then it got the money, and then they got a couple guys they thought would help. But still, you're absolutely right, Chris. Like, it is about this year. I mean, let's not lose sight of this.
It is about this year, and I would add that just like Ken and I have this one thing that we agree that has never made sense is the Patriots franchising Joe Tooney and then letting him walk for nothing, a guy that was a great player. And anyway, the year that they went over the luxury tax with Chaim Bloom remains the dumbest thing. I don't understand it. What was that? What year was that? That was 3 years ago?
2022. Well, I mean, that was like, remember the deadline we talked about a lot.
Was that the Vasquez trade?
Yeah. It's like, which Matt Strom had the best. Oh, my goodness. It was the best off the cuff analogy to that. He's like, it felt like we were playing for field position. We kicked it inside the 10, and then they brought Tom Brady in. I mean, it was true. By the way, speaking of which, we get exclusive John Henry sound.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He's here. I saw him.
We broke the streak of
first time since London.
It's coming up. Oh, my goodness.
That London trip was wild, by the way. Because you had Beltran and Cora openly talking about cheating, and nobody cared.
We didn't know. Like, why? The weird thing was, why are you bringing up Carlos Beltran in this press conference? There are so many wild things, but to as Ken knows,
that was a great exclusive with Henry.
I mean, yeah, it was a challenge because it was blaring music, and we know that you have to amp up the sound. Right. But it was amazing. We've talked about this before, but it was amazing that at the end of June of that year, he's throwing Dombrowski under the bus.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, even better audio from Bradfield with John Henry on the way next. Yeah.
John Henry on Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah. Next on Baseball's and More.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.